ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੋ sbs.com.au/punjabi ਉੱਤੇ।
Joining us on the phone line today is Sai Chitra Swaminathan, the Chief Portal and Mobile Officer at Matrimony.com. Sai, welcome to SBS Punjabi.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, today we are going to talk about the online matrimonial portals that are available, particularly for the Indian origin families based here in Australia. And when you talk about the trend, do you at Matrimony.com have a specific page catering to people living in Australia or for instance, people who are in India looking for a bride or for that matter, a groom who's based out of Australia?
So part of the registration, each and every person who is registering for their own marriage, they would be asked to fill something called a partner preference. Mm-hmm. So part of the preference, they would be stating certain characteristics of the person whom they are looking at and also some basic details in terms of what would be the education qualification, what should be the location and stuff like that. For us, location is again at a broader level, different countries the person can choose from, which includes India, US, UK, GCC, Australia, up to 236 countries we give as an option to the customer to enter as preference.
So talking particularly about Australia, for Matrimony.com, how big is this market?
So as we all know, around 6 lakh Indians live in Australia. And for us, the current base of 20,000 Indians in Australia have registered as on date. So if you look at this data, further we split into gender. 31% of it is women and 69% of it is men. And more than 62% of actually these users, they have registered on their own, which means like they have registered a profile for themselves. And the balance would be either people who are creating the profile for their kids or could be siblings or could be friends or relatives. That's how the split goes. And if you look at the age group, 24 to 29, which is the prime age group of women, 61% of the women are in this age group when we talk about the Australian database that we have. And 73% of the men are again in the prime age group of marriage, which is 25 to 35 years. And furthermore, if you look at what is their qualification and all that, 37% of them have master's degree and 11% have a management degree. And over 20% of the base is software professionals. And if you look at the linguistic-based split, we have mostly North Indians. And of course, we also have quite a bit of Telugu, Tamil and Malayali members who have registered with us who are from Australia. And we see quite a bit of Christian population as well.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the government data is concerned, we've witnessed that there's been, you know, a spurt which is reported in the cases of marriage fraud, in particular when NRI grooms or, you know, partners are concerned. So where does Matrimony.com stand amidst all this?
Well, we have taken certain measures. We are very strongly focused in curbing all these fraudsters and all that. So while we have internal mechanisms to identify them and stuff like that, we also have launched something called Trust Badge, which went live recently a few months back. Mm-hmm. Wherein like we give options for customer to validate or verify their profile with the ID proof and few more details like a selfie and the education and income slip and all that. Specifically for NRA, we have a location verification which takes the profile location and matches it with the GPS coordinates to ensure that the profile is actually belonging to a person who is like claiming to be an NRA, mm-hmm. which also matches the country. So this is a specific badge which helps adding more authenticity to the profile. So we will continue to focus on these things to strengthen the authenticity and safety. We also have proactively started promoting lots of safety features to our database, especially to the women users, to ensure that they understand what is it that is already part of the offering and they make use of it well.
So do you conduct any sort of background checks on the individuals?
So at this moment, we don't have any such service, but we strongly educate members to go through all their basic things and meet with family or meet in public place before they even conclude and stuff like that. We educate customers enough on the do's and don'ts so that they stay safe.
Mm-hmm. And are you facing any kind of competition from dating websites like Tinder, etc. for Indian families?
At this moment, no, because I think there is clearly some exclusive age groups that cater to both of these. For example, if somebody is at a 21 to 23-year-old, then they mind being part of a dating app. But when it comes to marriage, it's more of a family phenomenon still. While the self registers and takes a decision, There is also a family involvement. Parents are part of it. So they also discuss and debate and decide. Based on all these things, like we can say confidently that dating is very niche at this moment. And of course, while it is like there, it is kind of mutually exclusive in the sense like we don't see too much of competition or overlaps between these two bases.
Syed, Thank you for speaking with us. Thank you for making time and speaking with SBS Punjabi. We really appreciate your insight.
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਹੋਰ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰੋਗੇ? ਐਪਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਗੂਗਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਸਪੋਟੀਫਾਈ ਜਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ।